People who try and make Mario about sex. What's up with that? Jason, go.
It's a good question. What is up with that? I think people see maybe small, very minute sexual overtones with the Mario Princess Peach Bowser relationship, which isn't really a relationship, or maybe it's the fact that Mario is so boring of a story. Like, there's so many rich stories in video games now that you look to Mario and Peach and it's literally Mario, come to the castle, we're having a party, and then oh no, the castle got taken away, Bowser, and fight Bowser. So maybe the fans just want to make it so much more interesting that they thought, oh, let's make Bowser maybe the hero and Mario's the dick that's trying to break him up. And
I think it's all the mushrooms kind of look like wieners, and so it gets people's mind in that vein.
Mind in that vein, really? Is that the wording you want to use?
Sure, why not? Wiener vein. Go for it. I don't care.
After the podcast we just recorded.
Bring it on.
Definitely on your brain.
Yeah, I don't like this. I don't like the need that we have to adultify everything. I like the idea of making everything more mature, but just making it about sex does not make it mature. And, you know, if you've ever gone on DeviantArt, which is always asking for trouble, leave no matter what you're looking for, and look for Mario fan art, you will see some things that cannot be unseen. Your childhood will be destroyed before your eyes.
And that is why you learn early on not to search for those things. I enjoy the stories where, like I said, it's Bowser's actually the hero and Mario's just a horrible person for trying to break them up or whatever. The ones that go towards fan fiction, that's where I stop, because I don't need to see that. I like to sleep at night. And I like my childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the ones I actually would enjoy more from Mario is, I don't know if you saw the recent screen where they showed what actually happens when Mario falls down the pit.
Oh, that was cool.
Oh,
yeah,
it was terrifying. And they're like Mario heads sticking on like the girders. And oh, it's so well done. Or you know, what happens when he kicks a Goomba down a hole. Those I really enjoy, that look at it in a way that's not necessarily, yeah, oh, look, it's Mario giving it to Bowser while Peach watches.
Well, yeah, there's that. I actually read one that was amazing. The whole story was that Peach was some manipulative girlfriend, and she kept manipulating Mario, who was just this really simple guy who thought he was doing the best, and just did these psychological profiles of everyone, and that Bowser was this abusive guy, and Luigi was like this enabler who kept enabling Mario to go on these quests that just put him in danger and stuff. And for a while he said no more, but he kept falling back into the cycle of support. And you know, and it talked about how the Goombas were the original owners of the Mushroom Kingdom, and they were trodden down by the Toads, and that they would rise up and throw off the capitalist oppressors and stuff. And it was really, really good.
Yeah, stuff like that really makes me wish that Nintendo would license out their characters more and just, you know, kind of keep an eye on it, but still allow stuff like that to happen so that we could...
Well, there's all the Mario Brothers fan games out there. Nintendo's actually really cool about not going after people who use their stuff. Like, you can go to Super Mario Brothers X and download a really cool fan game that I'm playing through right now. The story's a little more in-depth than a normal Mario one, but not really. It's still basically, Bowser's coming! Blah-blah!
Yeah, so. They never really got away from that, and... Honestly, at the end of the day, I play the game. I have the most fun I've ever had with a game. While I'm playing it, I really don't care that, you know, Peach got kidnapped and, yo, Bowser was responsible.
Do you think Mario would purposely get hit one time before he rescued her so he'd be small, so it'd be easier to motorboat her?
I don't know, but I'm going to have to draw that now, aren't I?
Go for it.
And I'm not sleeping in tonight either.
My work here is done! And our show here is done.